So today you're going to talk about speaking and visual aids.
Yes, indeed. That's my topic today.
Excellent. And a few weeks ago we had the president come in and talk about impromptu speaking, which was something that's quite a challenge to navigate at times. But again, this can be a challenging area as well. But before we launch into it, do you want to tell us why you joined Speakwell? Or a bit about that?
Sure, it's a great club. So really, I guess you could say that I talk for a living. The speaking part wasn't so much a challenge for me. What was a challenge and what I really enjoy is the aspect of having to put together your own speech. So you've given a topic, for example, and you really need to pull together all your resources and try and make the speech interesting. And I really enjoy that challenge of stepping out of the usual and stretching the mind into a different area. So that's what I enjoy most about Speakwell, giving the opportunity to really do some research and pull it all together in some sort of useful format.
Oh, great. So it's really interesting that there's so many different aspects to Speakwell or public speaking, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, some people enjoy the challenge of getting up and talking to others. That wasn't so much a criteria for me. As I say, it was more about the how do I get an interesting angle on a topic that possibly people have heard quite some time and know all sorts of ins and outs about it. So how can you make it more interesting for the listeners?
A challenge. You're forever challenging yourself in some way. I mean, some people just freak out. That's a very technical term. with getting up and speaking in front of, I don't know, 10 people or 100 people, whereas I think what you're saying, no biggie, but challenging yourself in a different way.
Mm, absolutely. So, great. And I guess one of the other challenges is I very commonly, during my day-to-day work, use a lot of visual aids and PowerPoint, have used that for many years.
Mm.
So doing a speech completely without those sort of backup technologies is also a good challenge to have as well. So how can you make it interesting with word stories instead of pictures?
Yes, because I can imagine, before we launch into the heart of the interview, that perhaps people do rely more on the visuals as opposed to, as you said, the picture imagery, which is another challenge again, isn't it?
That's right.
All right, so we've kind of talked about what we're going to talk about, which is about visual aids and technology.